It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, lineup is out. By the way, Tyler, you weren't here yesterday. I did make the announcement. The next time I will do the lineup for the Astros
today
will be,
I assume,
when Lance McCullers starts for the first time.
What the hell, man?
It needs to be special.
You know how much I like it.
It's lame. It's lame.
And the Drive family likes it.
It needs to be special. And
this is special.
I told you, know,
I mean,
I'm
Lance
the president.
May not, this
the,
may never happen.
Stop.
We're getting
shut
Astros.
I mean, he ain't cracked 40 pitches yet.
For
he
real,
will
though.
Sunday. He will Sunday in Sugarland.
We're getting Astros lineups that haven't been seen the last 3, 4, 5 years. It's a special time.
I know it.
We need you setting the tone. We need you getting used to these new names and giving new nicknames.
Listen. I cannot.
This is weak.
I have to make it very special.
I mean, made your decision.
And Lance's first game out on the bump.
Weakest.
That's going to be special, man. I'm going to add Lance to the lineup as well.
Special right now and then, but whatever.
No.
It's fine, man. I'll get over it.
I wanted to do it opening day, but you weren't here.
I wasn't.
Don't blame it on Tyler. He wasn't even ready. He didn't have prepared.
I didn't even know
what he's going to call Cam Smith yet.
Wham, bam, thank you, Cam.
No Bregman. I mean, you don't even know what you got for Cam, because I know you're not going to bite on Tyler's wham, bam, thank you, Cam.
Looking forward to McCullers and all that. I will definitely be looking forward to it.
An original. Yeah, when McCullers gets on that announced.
Boy, it better be good.
Show's doing an announcement.
Yeah,
doing
you better freaking bring it that day.
If I'm still working here, I will be doing the lineups right then. But the lineups today, and I'll do it in my regular voice, for the Astros against the Mets. Altuve stays in left field. He leads off. Paredes at third base. I like him, man. He looks real comfortable out there of the new guys as well, but he is batting second. Looks good. Why not? Who wouldn't love to be in that spot?
Yeah.
Altuve.
He's in a great spot, and boy, I saw Chandler Rome talking about, you want to know why Paredes in the two-hole? Paredes saw 16 pitches in his first 3 at-bats, or however many at-bats it was. It was just like he is.
And Alvarez loves that.
Well, it's Joe Espada. I mean, if the one thing he said this year, from last year to this year, is we're going to be a more disciplined team. We want to see more pitches at the plate. Paredes got that message loud and clear.
Yep, so Paredes is hitting second, playing third. And Alvarez, like yesterday, is the DH. Walker, first baseman, he's back. He looked pretty good yesterday as well. Diaz had an RBI single. Is catching tonight back there in the five spot. Pena again, shortstop, Jeremy Pena, panty dropper, is in the sixth spot. Cam Smith is in right field in the seventh spot. And not your starting second baseman, just starting two straight days, according to the captain, Joe Espada. But Brandon Rodgers is again starting at second base tonight, while Jake Myers is in center field. But that does not mean that Rodgers is the everyday second baseman. He's just starting the first two games of the year. But that is the lineup, Hunter Brown with the ball. So they are running out the same lineup that they ran out yesterday as they prepare to try to get game two and win the series against the Mets. That's the lineup out tonight.
Excited to see Hunter Brown. Obviously, Cam Smith night two. Altuve in left field for the second straight night. But Hunter Brown is the show here, man. That's what I'm excited to see is can he take that next step?
Pick up where he left off.
Yep.
All right. Last night the Rockets faced another team that you look at and you say, hey, they should take care of the Utah Jazz, and they have been really, really good at that. And they did that again last night. They win 121-110 and get to 48-26 over the Jazz. Big night from their all-star center in Şengün, 33-10 last night. Another big part of this game was the return of Amen Thompson. He gave you 28 minutes, so they got him some run in there. 15-10-5. That's what he can do. 15-10-5 on 11 shots, two steals and a block, so impacting the game all over the place as he normally does. But he did get some run coming off of that ankle issue. Jalen Green, 20-21 on 8 of 20 last night. Easton had a pretty nice night off the bench with 15. But a solid win, doing what they need to do, and even more creating a little bit more distance between them and Denver for that two spot. Last night in that win.
Yeah, I mean, obviously getting a win versus a lesser team is what the Rockets are supposed to do. But the story there, you mentioned it, Amen Thompson back on the floor, not just back on the floor, but contributing on several different fronts. So it's back to his normal self, back to what you expect from him. And Jalen Green, obviously not a big night from Jalen Green, but he still has 21. He still contributes. Tyler, good night for us to take off on the Jalen Green over right. bet. Yeah, man, that's
gonna mix in an 8 of 20 every now and then,
and we set that one out.
He goes,
we set the right one out.
Hey, and those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I see you out there, Cornbread, Kick Rocks, G-Man, all of y'all, you can participate in here, Melissa, the rest of the gang. They're 48-26 sitting here in the two seed, and the playoffs are around the corner, less than 10 games left. No matter what happens in the postseason, has this already been a successful season for the Rockets for you? Have we already reached, this is a successful season already?
For me, yeah. I mean, you've exceeded. What have they exceeded last year's win total by? I mean, we got to be 10-plus at this point or close.
Yeah, and they were just outside of the play-in.
Yeah,
last year.
I mean, that you've hovered between the 2 and the 5 seed damn near all year
even
long.
Even if they get swept.
More time.
Even if they get swept in the playoffs.
They could mess the bed to a point where that was some fake stuff. Kill. That all they did was hustle during the regular season and benefit from that. They once it mattered, they wasn't worth a damn. Now they are not above that. That may happen. I'm going to assume right now it's not going to happen. And look, I think they have clearly taken a step forward. Sticking with their young core, as I badmouth a lot of the fan base early on about it. I still would make trades for certain guys with some of these youngsters, but it has paid off in a much bigger way than I ever expected. I would say now that it's kind of emerged where your top three young guys, Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, Şengün, obviously it's not just Şengün and Green at this point. I think Amen's in that conversation as well. Love what you're getting from Jabari Smith and Easton as well. So, yeah, it's been a hell of a season for the Rockets. I would be okay if they're not swept, but I'd be okay if they put up a good outing and it ends in the first round.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna get swept. It'd be very disappointed. Well, they're looking at some combination, Clint, of the Warriors, Timberwolves, Mavs, Kings.
Okay.
Potentially as the teams that they would match up in the two spot right now. And I'm not saying I can't see any of those teams beating the Rockets in a seven game series. I don't think they would get swept. Cornbread coming in. Oh yeah, Udoka got them dudes right. Magic OL05 100%. Yeah. I think a big thing is not only the season on its own, right? They're the second seed in the West right now. Is what they are like, and I'll be honest, I didn't think, and I'm sure there are people who are reminding me of this, I didn't think they would. I thought they were a team that was going to be.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Be in the play-in. Right, I remember talking with Champ Slice on here about, nah, man, I don't know about them being, you know, above a six seed. Well, they're the two seed. And I think as important, Clint, I think we're learning about certain players on this team. I think that was a big thing of this year. What do we know? What do we learn about certain players on this team? I think we are learning a lot more about Amen Thompson. Right, I think we're learning even more about Jalen Green and Tyre Eason. I think we're learning about these guys.
Yeah,
like we're learning what they have and kind of understanding. And so now, Clint, I think if you want to make moves, you know, after this season, moving down the line, I think you got a better understanding of who you might want to make moves with and who not. So I think this.
Well, you got a much better understanding of even if it's a guy you give up, what that guy means to the team, what he brings to the table, what his true value is. Now, unfortunately, so does the rest of the league. You know, I mean, so does the rest of the league. I mean, they know when you if you move a certain player, they you know, you're going to get more for him because he's proven, but they know exactly who they're getting as well. So they're getting significantly better. They're not taking a gamble on a young player. They know. So, I think guys have become more valuable. As well as if they remain, they've become more valuable on the trade block, on the market, if you will. And I think if they remain, obviously the organization knows how they fit in to what Ime Udoka wants this thing to look like long term.
Yeah, I love it. Green and Şengün have responded well to getting paid, right? Like they've had good roles with it. We'll see where it rolls through. Yeah, but this is success no matter what happens to me the rest of the way. All right, coming up, somebody absolutely deserved it, got paid. And to me, it's probably still underpaid. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.